A very special edition of the Why Work podcast will be coming to you shortly, our live workshop series. Listen in and enjoy. And this could be a part of your workplace. Starting with the fun we had in November 2024, Human Factors and Ergonomics Society of Australia Conference in Brisbane. Listen out, you might hear yourself on this special episode coming to you very soon.
Sorry, two more minutes and I'll just ask you around the room. She might want to start her own. She's collecting. Yes.
Right. Okay.
This is true. Okay. So she's leveraging this beer budget, okay, and making the most right now. So I just happen to know that about you, David. That was a bullet ride. Say that again for us all to hear, please. Okay. A lack of role clarity. Did you just come from the previous workshop?
That's straight out of the code.
That's
I love it.
Okay, let's hear a little bit about Charlie. Who's Charlie? 42 at the time of the judgment. Back table. Who's Charlie? Tell me something about Charlie. Bring the mic. Blurred Lines. We actually sing that song sometimes on the podcast episode. Lots of blurred lines, which is sort of hinting about what you said even for Lucy, okay? Trust on both sides now. Okay, this table, you're with Charlie, right?
Right.
Tell us a little bit, not
who's
that you're
speaking
with Charlie on Charlie's side, but tell us a little bit about Charlie.
One of the thoughts we had was that because his marriage has just ended, he'd have identity problems or issues. And working out where he fitted in the world, if it was a completely different idea of where he had seen his life was heading and where it was at.
So what?
We thought one of Charlie's goals was that he wanted a wealthy and successful image. Okay. So he's in fine jewellery. He wants to be successful in business, but he also wants to portray that image. And one of the ways he does that is promotion of his business through gifts. So if he gives gifts of jewellery to his employees, like Lucy, when she's out and about with her friends, they say, that's a beautiful necklace. Where
Sell
did you get it?
Right.
So most of our goals sort of centred around the business and keeping the employees happy, wanting to be liked and trusted.
Keep that in mind when we start to do dissection, because I'll ask you about fairness and equity in your gift giving. Okay, keep that in mind. But that's really good to need.
Due to his marriage breakdown, he wasn't able to separate emotionally from work. And that we thought maybe he was socially awkward, emotionally immature, and lacked confidence, and not very clear on the relationships and appropriate relationships in the workplace, giving way too many gifts to a single individual. Not sure how he gifted the other employees, but so fairness in that. And then what did the other employees think? Because he had five employees. So, you know, what did they observe?
First cab off the rank is the Human Factors and Ergonomics Society of Australia workshop in Brisbane of November 2024. Listen in. You might even hear yourself on this live episode.